devoted to bringing you some spiritual truth to consider every day, Monday through Friday. Thank you for joining us today. Our passage is going to come from Philippians chapter 2, and we're going to pick up in verse 14. It says, "Do all things without grumbling or disputing, that you may be blameless and innocent, children of God, without blemish, in the midst of a crooked and twisted generation, among whom you shine as lights in the world." I'd like to approach this verse backwards. And we're going to start with this idea of shining as lights in the world. And this is a very, you know, we learned this in kids' church. "This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. Hide it under a bushel? No." Jesus tells us that we need to be like a city on a hill. And so Paul is calling us to a very common Christian teaching that we are going to look different than the world. We are going to be light where it is dark. Another analogy in Scripture, we are going to be salt. We are going to be a preservative. We are going to be a flavor enhancer. We are going to be different than the world in a positive way. And we do so in the midst of what Paul calls a crooked and twisted generation. Now, my study Bible and other commentators think that this is a reference to the wilderness generation of Israel, who are described in the book of Deuteronomy the same way, a crooked and twisted generation. And so we have that kind of picture in mind, those who are grumbling, those who are discontented, those who are not trusting God, those who are wanting other gods that they can serve when the God of heaven is so clearly at work amongst them, working their salvation, offering them a promised land. And this is being used to refer to culture at large, the society around these people. These are the people we're going to shine as lights in the way that we live our lives. And how is this accomplished? Well, that takes us to the very beginning of our verse. "Do all things without grumbling or disputing, that you may be blameless and innocent, children of God." The way that we shine as lights, the way that we represent Christ well, is by being careful how we speak. And the reality is, from the overflow of the heart, the mouth speaks. So the way that we talk comes from how we actually feel, what we actually believe at base level. And so Paul tells us that we are not to be a grumbling and disputing kind of people. So when we look at society around us, do we see grumbling and disputing? Yes. I mean, turn on the television. Yeah, and anything talking about current affairs is always just heightened to a fever pitch of blaming, and the other side is the worst, and this is how people live, and putting certain kinds of people down, people arguing with one another, people villainizing and demonizing one another. Do we think that culture, you know, watch movies, watch TV, do we have a positive bent or a negative bent? I don't think it would take much convincing for anyone to accept that there is a negative bent. There is an argumentative bent in society. And so how do we represent Jesus? Well, we don't live like that. We speak positively. So let's look at what would be the positives of these negatives here. We don't grumble. Grumble is negativity and complaining. We want to be a grateful people. Colossians 3:15, "And let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, to which indeed you were called in one body, and be thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, teaching and admonishing one another in all wisdom, singing psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs with thankfulness in your hearts to God. And whatever you do in word or deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, giving thanks to God the Father through him." We live grateful lives because God has so richly blessed us. And this is so obviously true on the face of it, but in reality, many of us do, myself included. We see the negative first. We go to the sadness first. In Oswald Chambers' My Utmost for His Highest, one of the devotions from that book that has stuck with me forever is the greatest sin is self-pity, because it negates God's working in our lives. When we feel bad for ourselves, we take the fact away that whatever circumstance we find ourselves in, God is working in our lives. God is at work. He is still on the throne. He is still on the move. And so we want to let the word of Christ dwell in us richly so that we can remember all of these reasons we have to be grateful. One of the practical ways of living this out is gratitude lists. You know, I know this is something people do every day. Write down 5 things that you're grateful for, 10 things that you're grateful for. You'll find that it is not that difficult, and it creates this practice of choosing to focus on the things that God is doing in our lives. We don't want to grumble. We want to be grateful. We want to be thankful. And the other is without disputing, without arguing. Romans 12, 17 through 19, repay no one evil for evil, but give thought to do what is honorable in the sight of all. If possible, so far as it depends on you, live peaceably with all. Beloved, never avenge yourselves, but leave it to the wrath of God, for it is written, vengeance is mine, I will repay, says the Lord. We are not to live argumentatively, we are to live peaceably. And this is possible through the life of God in us. Again, the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace. That as we invest in our relationship with the Lord, as we seek Him and His ways, He creates a peacemaking. Blessed are the peacemakers, Scripture says. And we can do this because we trust that God will make all things right. Leave it to God, for it is written, vengeance is mine, I will repay, says the Lord. God's going to work it all out in the end. Our job is to shine as lights in the way that we are grateful and not negative, and in the way that we are peacemakers, not arguers. Now, what if every Christian that a person knew was positive instead of negative and a peacemaker instead of argumentative? I don't think that's the case. I don't know that I live that way. I couldn't count myself among those kind of people. But this is how we are called, to shine as lights in a crooked and twisted generation. We can do this, and we can do it through the life of God in us. One of my favorite verses comes right before this passage, which says, this is Philippians 2:12 through 13, therefore, my beloved, as you have always obeyed, so now, not only in my presence, but much more in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. How can we do that? For it is God who works in you both to will and to work for his good pleasure. Lord, we thank you that the ability to shine as lights in the world is not ours on our own, God, but we can live with you, that we can trust in you, that you are working in our working, that you are moving through our obedience to the life that you called us to. Lord, show us how to be a more grateful and a more peaceable group of Christians as we seek to represent you well to Highlands County, to the people around us, to our friends, to our family, to our neighbors. Sometimes it's the hardest to do this with the people that we are closest to, Lord, but it is possible through your grace in us. We'll give you all the praise and glory for it. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you for tuning in for another edition of Let's Talk. Church family, you are loved. Have a blessed day.